Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to episode 77, brought to you by Canvas People and Green Chef. For a free 11 by 14 canvas, just go to canvaspeople.com and use the code LOVELY at checkout. And for $50 off your first box from Green Chef, just go to greenchef.us/lovely. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast for real moms who are seeking Jesus, trying to live their roles well, and working to add a little bit more loveliness to their life, even in just the little moments. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa from CultivatingTheLovely.com, and I am super excited about today's episode because today I have on Katie Duckett, who is my partner in crime for everything that we are putting out with the brand new podcast, The Same Page. It's releasing so soon, you guys, on August 27th. It will hit the iTunes and Stitcher shelves and Google Play and all the good places we're trying to get it released to. You can find it at thesamepagepodcast.com, where we've got all the details. And we've also got links to our membership community, the community that is really going deeper and getting all the extra content of how we can be fostering these attitudes and atmospheres and sharing these stories with our kids. I can't wait for you guys to get in there and see everything that we have to offer. You can find that at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. But you're going to get all the details in this episode. It's so fun to chat with Katie. We get a little giggly in this episode. I have to say, I think we probably use the word fun way too much, but we sincerely are that excited about this new project. We think that it can really impact families. We know that we ourselves are using it, and we are so excited to be sharing that behind the scenes of what that really looks like and how we're doing it. But we really think that other families will really get something out of it. And so we can't wait to share today's episode with you. So without further ado, here is Katie. Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you back, especially because this is a different episode for us. It's the first one about like our joint venture.
It is. And I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. And I'm especially excited, I think, because you're on board with me. You guys, it is not easy for me to get Katie on the podcast. This is the third time she's done it, though. Look at her go.
Exactly.
I'm impressed with you. You are here, and we are going to do it. We just said we're not really all that prepared for this episode, but we know what's in our hearts because we have spent a lot of time discussing what it is that we are going to present to you guys today, and we're both super excited about it.
Yes.
So I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. What we're talking about is the brand new podcast that we're launching on August 27th, and it's called The Same Page. And so I'm just going to give you guys kind of the background story of where it even came from, and then we're going to talk about how Katie got on board and what you guys get to get out of it, which I think is pretty exciting. So as you guys have heard, you know, you've probably heard on Instagram or the podcast or wherever, I have to send my kids to school this fall. It was not something throughout my parenting that I ever saw coming. I thought I would always be a homeschooler. It was a huge part of my identity. It was the vision I had for my kids' future. I thought we had all the time in the world to be able to soak up great literature and learn poetry and Shakespeare and all the things I wanted my kids to learn that I felt like I never really got to learn. And it just isn't going to happen. And so I really was having to come to grips with that and realize that I needed to find a way to still be able to connect with them. I didn't want to lose these pieces entirely that I was wanting to pour into them. And, you know, there is a certain amount of being scared sending them into school. This is a different thing than we've ever done before. And I didn't want to lose that sense of being on the same page with my kids. And so I thought of this idea, like, well, what if I just recorded some things that I still wanted them to be able to hear, and then I played it on our way to school every morning. So some scriptures, some poetry, some Shakespeare, maybe some facts about the president. Like, I was just kind of throwing ideas out there. And then maybe I could do like one chapter from a classic children's novel, because, you know, they don't have copyright anymore and doesn't, you know, I could record it and we could listen to it. And then it would just be this resource that I wasn't trying to scramble and put together like some sort of morning time thing every day, which I knew even if I had the greatest plans on earth, I wouldn't keep up with it if I was having to actually sit down and get out the books every day and do it. I just knew it wouldn't happen. But if I recorded it, then it could be this pre-done resource. You guys know how I am about planning and prepping things. And so
the queen.
Yes. I could prep it all in advance and we could go into our week having this little recording to listen to every morning. And then I started thinking, well, if this could be a useful tool for me, then maybe other moms would be interested in it too. And that, you know, I'm going from being a homeschooling mom to being a traditional schooling mom. And it's something that even in that format is useful to me, but it's something I would have used as a homeschooling mom also. So I felt like, this is a way that I could connect with my kids, but also maybe help other parents connect with their kids as well. And it was really pretty early on, I would say, in that idea that I presented it to you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was still kind of, you were forming it still.
Yeah. Kind of hashing out the ideas and bouncing things off of you. And then I'm trying to think at what point you kind of came on and you were like, I want to do this with you.
Well, I'm trying to think of that too. I don't know, because I just felt like this is important. This needs to be done. This is so good for you and for your family, but also to put this out there, like, you have the voice that I want my children to hear with a read aloud.
You're so sweet.
This is just, you know, this is just another area you're very gifted in. And so to share it just feels really exciting. And I think it, like, I just was really excited about it alongside you. And then all of a sudden I was in it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where that transition came, because, yeah, it's hard to pinpoint, and it's not a natural thing for me to just launch myself inside of something like that, but I am just really excited about it.
Well, and I think that maybe it came as I was like bouncing ideas off of you, and all of a sudden you had all of these things that you brought to me that I hadn't even thought of. And I love that about us, because we have different strengths, and you had all the deeper stuff. Like, oh, we could take this into like what those discussions really look like with our kids and how that, you know, helps our relationships to grow. And these are the snacks we could have. And this is the whatever. And it was like, whoa, like, I didn't even think of all of that stuff. And so you really took it that one step further and I think especially at one point you were like, oh, and we can discuss the themes of the books and the blah, blah, blah. And the like, and I was just like, that never even crossed my mind.
And that's what I think we were realizing, like, between the two of us and the synergy we have when we get an idea and we start going, we can reach a really broad, diverse group of moms when we come together. And that felt really exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just was a natural pairing. And it just has kind of taken off.
Yeah. I'm so excited about that, because you've taken it to a much deeper place than I originally saw it going. And so it went from being just this podcast that we were going to release, and we are releasing, called The Same Page. And so it has two different editions. So basically there's the core edition that will come out every Monday morning. And in that episode, it's around 4 to 5 minutes long, and it contains scripture, poetry, Shakespeare, and presidential facts. And then at the very end, it has some questions that will be the same questions all the time for your kids to be thinking about throughout the day. And then that you can come back together and really discuss in the evening about their day, how they saw God, how they worked hard, how they cultivated the lovely, those kinds of things, so that you can kind of draw more out from them about what happened in their day instead of just, how was your day? It was fine.
Like, mm-hmm. It gives you a basis, a common thing to talk about.
Yeah.
And you guys, I've heard the snippets of it. It's so good. I can't wait for people to hear it.
I am so excited because it really, I mean, we took it a step farther because it's not just me talking.
Right?
It's my kids, too. They are on there and they are so much fun. I mean, mm-hmm. a 6-year-old reading Shakespeare mm-hmm. is just...
melts you. It just so melts you. Fun. And they're budding voiceover actors and actresses themselves. So it's really fun to hear the whole family behind it. It's really special.
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean, people need to remember when they hear this, it's literally like me feeding it to them phrase by phrase. I mean, like, say this exactly how I say it. In fact, I had Ben, Katie's son, over here the other day. I was like, you want to get in on it, Ben? Like, say this just like this. And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, yeah, that's not really my deal.
See, we're not voiceover.
Fine. Where Roman, he was like, I want to be playing with Ben. I was like, I know, but you're going to be gone for the weekend and Mom needs to get George Washington recorded. So you're going to stand here and you are going to take 5 minutes out of your time to act like you're really interested in George Washington. Capiche? He's like, oh, fine, Mom.
Well, whatever he did, it just sounds wonderful. I loved his part. You guys, you're just going to love it. It's so good.
Well, he's so funny too. Like, I wish I had a video recording of him doing it because sometimes when he's being the snarkiest in copying the way I'm saying something, it actually comes out the best. And so it's so funny when I'm like, say, you know, like, George Washington was a great commander or whatever. And he looks at me and he like does it way over the top. George Washington was a great commander. I was like, perfect. All right. Moving on to the next line. He's like, oh my goodness, Mom. And then there's Emerson who's like, do you have anything else that you would like me to record today? Like, oh no, I'm creating a monster.
Oh, it's great.
It's so much fun though. And it's so fun because I feel like we're developing something that is going to create memories for families. It's totally. Something that people can look back on and really remember, oh, we listened to that podcast every morning on the way to school or during breakfast or whatever. But for my kids, they get that extra layer of we did that.
Yep.
We produced that together. Yep. And they watch how I edit it and stuff. And so that's been really fun.
And it's this little community. And I think kids respond to other kids' voices even better. And I just love that part of it, that it just makes me excited because I think that the kids will really respond and remember better and they'll feel a part of a community. I just love it.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it. So they're on that core edition. That's what we're calling kind of like the memory work part. So every Monday, like I said, the core episode will go out. And then
you listen to that all week long, Monday
yes.
through Friday. Yes. Okay.
You listen to that same episode Monday through Friday, and it's just supposed to be repetitious so that you're just hearing it over again. And hopefully by the end of the week or the end of the month, because some things like the scripture we're in for 2 weeks at a time because they're a little bit bigger chunks. And the poems we're in for an entire month, as well as the Shakespeare. So it's supposed to give you time with it to just kind of by osmosis soak it up and hopefully start remembering it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, your kids will be saying it along with the podcast as we go through it and that sort of thing. So that you listen to every morning. Then after that, you can listen to the newest episode of the literary edition, which will come out 4 to 5 days a week, depending on the book. We are starting out the year with The Wizard of Oz, and it will be 4 days a week. And so each day, a new chapter of The Wizard of Oz will be released. And that's read by me, and I'm having way too much fun.
And you're doing a really good job. You guys, wait till you hear the voices, like Auntie Em, and it's so good.
I was just so doing like the Munchkins and the Witch of the North and the Scarecrow and stuff tonight. And so I'm super excited to have you hear it. And yeah. It's like just taking me back to my acting roots, and it's so much fun.
Okay, ladies, here's a question. What do you do with all your photos?
We all have a ton. I know that my phone is mostly full of photos from years back, things that I never even really see because they're just buried in my phone. But out of all of those photos, of course, we all have our favorites. I have one that I recently took of my son and daughter at a park that we were at, and my daughter is being totally goofy and ridiculous. My son just has this sweet, sweet smile on his face. Something that I would want to have not just buried in the archives of my phone. I want to be able to see this photo all the time because it's just so joyful. So for those favorite photos, you've got to check out Canvas People. Canvas People print your favorite photos on canvas for really unique, beautiful prints. You probably remember back this winter, I actually got a big photo of our family done that I can't wait for us to put up in our new home someday. And all these little photos that just really spark that joy in my heart, like that one I mentioned of my daughter and son. I would love to get smaller ones of those to kind of put around the big one, because creating a collage like that, or even just having the one big photo of our family, is really going to be able to act as very personal artwork in our new home. And with Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. I know you're going to love Canvas People as much as I do, and I have a special code that you can use to get an 11 by 14 Canvas People print for free. This is a $69.99 value, and all you do is pay shipping and handling. So to get your own 11 by 14 Canvas People print for free, just visit canvaspeople.com, upload your photo, and enter the code LOVELY. This is a special limited time offer for today's listeners. So go to canvaspeople.com today and use the code LOVELY to get your print for free. So why I chose Oz for the first book. It's a long and complicated answer, but you're sitting here listening to my podcast. So yeah, you're just going to have to bear with me. So first of all, it's a great story. I mean, it's classic. When you think of classic children's literature, I think Oz is one of the first books that comes to mind. Yeah. And it was also the first play I was ever in the third grade. I played a Munchkin and an Emerald City person. And so it was kind of like my first break into acting and theater. And then a few years later, Dorothy was the first lead I ever had. So that feels like, you know, it's like that Wizard of Oz has been at a place in my life during all these kind of big momentous things that have happened. And here we are again on the
threshold.
Of big momentous things happening. Hopefully, I mean, not hopefully. Within the next year, I have to move out of my parents' house. That's not just a hopefully. That has to happen. But this is kind of like ushering that in and helping that to happen. And we're really reestablishing who we are as a family. And as Katie and I have talked about a lot, like, I am Dorothy and I'm on the yellow brick road. I am on the road that is going to lead us home. Mm-hmm. And that is just, it's overwhelming for me to think about. And it just is exciting. And you've pointed out a lot of that theme kind of stuff to me throughout this process.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she journeys with people on that yellow brick road who, you know, come with their insecurities and things from deep within, and ultimately learn like they had the power within them the whole time. And I mean, there's just such great things to pull out and apply to whatever we could be struggling with, you know, the Tin Man and his heart and the Scarecrow and his brain and the Lion and his courage. I mean, it kind of runs the gamut there.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's exciting because you don't know where exactly each child who could be listening is struggling, but, or what they're struggling with, if they're struggling. You can't always see it from the outside, but when a really good story can connect with them and then you take the time to dig and pull things out, I think it's just really neat what can happen. And this story is just rich with so many possibilities, with the Wicked Witch of the West and with Glinda and even the Munchkins. I mean, there's just a lot here to unpack. Yeah. And the way people will unpack this will be unique to their family. And I think that's kind of the neatest part. You're going to be vulnerably sharing. Well, you haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll just jump to it right now. Okay.
Okay.
So because there is so much to mine out of these stories and even out of the core work, the memory work, we really wanted to not just provide the podcast that could be listened to, but kind of provide that next layer of handholding and help for other parents to be able to utilize these resources in an even deeper way. And so I know for me, like I was saying, Katie's so good at like drawing out the themes and coming up with the great questions to ask the kids and stuff, where I kind of feel like, buh, 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 buh. Like, what? How do I do that? And so it's been so good for me to be able to talk with Katie about how what that really looks like. And so we wanted to provide an additional resource of not just like these would be good ideas, but how this is playing out. Yeah. With a family. And so adding on to our Patreon membership, we are creating the Yellow Brick Road community, where all the ladies who join it will be called.
I just spontaneously
clapped. I know.
I just am really excited.
It is exciting because people, it won't be, it's like not an additional fee to what, if you're already in Patreon, you're in it. Like, you just have to join Patreon. We're calling the same page technically a Cultivating the Lovely podcast. So it's kind of all under the umbrella of Cultivating the Lovely because it really is about cultivating lovely with your family. Yeah. It's just in a very specific way. And so everything that we've already been having in the Patreon group will still be in there. But now there will be this added component of the Yellow Brick Road community. And with that, we will have a podcast called The Yellow Brick Road that will be an exclusive members-only podcast that will be me talking with my kids, having these discussions, me talking about how these stories are playing into our lives and how we're on that road home and what that's looking like for us right now, and just kind of getting real and raw and really showing what that looks like. So that's one exciting piece about it that I'm really looking forward to having, that kind of extra layer of transparency and example. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping it will be an example to people.
Mm-hmm. And it will.
Yeah.
Oh, it will. And what I love is that you're coming at this. I mean, this is so vulnerable for you because you're coming at this from a place of, I'm not going to say this is your rock bottom, but I'm going to say this is a low point.
And in
even putting your kids into school, this is not what you wanted, but you have wrestled. I've watched you wrestle and I've watched you let go of that identity and grow and change and just be open. And I just think what's developing is really special, really beautiful, and it's coming. And through this method of connecting with your kids through stories and through scripture and through communication and just asking them questions and praying for them and looking for those golden opportunities where their hearts open and seizing it with, you know, the already having trained yourself with how to do that and what kind of questions to ask and how to set the stage with a snack or, you know, whatever we're going to be talking about. Like, people will actually get to journey with you through this. And I just love that the timing is now, that it's not from the peak, you know, this journey is uphill right now, and you're willing to share that. It's so unique. And I think just really exciting because it's going to connect with people. You don't have to have it all together. In fact, if you do, you don't need what we're doing at all, you know, but I think it's for the people who know that they struggle in these areas and they want better connections with their kids. And, so I think it's going to connect really deeply. And I just love your vulnerability and putting this forward.
Well, and I think you helped me to kind of like reach into what it will look like for that vulnerability to come out and how to really be growing from that. Because we haven't even shared our tagline in this episode, which
it is so good.
We worked hard on, ladies.
Yeah, we did.
Like, we sat in Katie's living room for hours, like honing it down until we crafted it into what we felt was just perfect. So the tagline of the podcast is fostering the atmosphere and sharing the stories that lead us home. Because I know it's so good. I'm so excited.
It's so good.
But as we were like going through everything and really discussing what we wanted this to look like and what we wanted it to offer, we really came to kind of these two points that we felt like were key to this being successful and being able to go deeper in relationships with your kids. And it really starts with us.
Yeah.
Katie, talk about how you said there were two things that we could control.
Yeah. So we can control our own heart and we can control the atmosphere. And that's kind of it, because we can't control other people. We can't control our children, even though sometimes you feel like you can, you know, like when they're young and like just getting them to be obedient and things like that. But that's still not controlling their heart is a whole other mechanism. It's a whole other facet of them. And as they grow, that's the part we really want to focus on, and we can't control it. And so if you just allow yourself to be limited to know these are the two things I've got, this is what I'm working with, then I think the boundary opens up within that limitation, and it's rich. There's so much opportunity in there. If you really focus on your heart being right and taking all those steps, understanding yourself, understanding how you learn, understanding how you decompress and what you need to kind of get energy back, and just knowing yourself to a certain extent is very important, because there's going to be those moments of burnout, whether you homeschool or whether you don't. There, as a mom, you're going to hit those points at dinner time almost every day. Right there. So just understanding yourself and having grace for yourself and controlling that, because that's what you've got. And then expanding that circle a little bit, the environment that you create out of where your heart is, that you also can control. And so really to cultivate good relationships in our lives with our children specifically, we have to take ownership of those two things. And so this yellow brick road is really an attempt to talk about that and to encourage in that way, and to kind of help moms get a hold of those things and then give them some tools to connect with their kids.
Yes. And that's the other really exciting part about this, is that we're letting this kind of be our basis. Yes, the same page will be out there. It will be available to anyone who wants to listen to it on iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and all those good places. But then for those who really want to take it that step deeper, we've got the Yellow Brick Road podcast. We've got the community of women who are all going to be doing this together. And then we've got the resources that we are really working hard on to deliver to you guys to be able to make it accessible and understandable. Mm-hmm. And so for each book that we're doing, we're creating a PDF, and it will talk about why we chose this book. We'll hit on what themes we see in the book and some kind of guiding questions to get you started in discussion. We've got snack ideas. We've got atmosphere ideas. We've got all sorts of good stuff packed into these PDFs. We've even got like a book feast idea that you could have at the end of each book as we wrap it up. I think it's going to be really rich what we have to offer there. And then we're offering some really practical tools every month also on just how to foster that atmosphere and how to know what atmosphere really resonates with you, and ideas that are seasonal and ideas that are, you know, we've got a whole list of snack ideas of things you can have in your car or things that you can have in your house. This was a big revelation, I think, for us.
Yes.
Was realizing that we could create atmosphere in either of those places. And so every month, Katie will be doing a post in the Patreon group with pictures of how she is creating that atmosphere in her home. And then every month, I will do a live within the Facebook group that will show how I'm cultivating atmosphere in my car, because we can still we can still put effort into making atmosphere wherever it is we're at, whether it's
right. You're not limited. You, as long as you're owning that circle around you, it's wherever you are.
Yeah.
Your atmosphere follows you. And I think it doesn't have to look like, you know, lighting a candle and the things that maybe we would typically think about. It doesn't have to look like that. It really comes from your heart being right, and that just emanating from you, and a warmth, and creating that all around you wherever you go.
Yeah.
So it can totally be in your car.
Yes. And so we'll talk about how to hit on like all the different sensory things in a way that's accessible and works wherever you're at and whichever situation you're in. And I think that's going to be just a really fun component of the whole Yellow Brick Road aspect of the new podcast, because it just takes it deeper and it's just going to be fun.
Yeah. And hopefully practical and useful. I mean, on the same page, is very useful. And I could see that just really meeting a need.
Yeah.
And then the Yellow Brick Road just takes it that step deeper. If that is something that moms want or need, it's available.
And we're excited to grow that and see what happens with it. But we're really just excited for the entire venture. I mean, just you guys have probably seen on Instagram, we put out there when we were picking the music, like the different ones we were interested in and got people's feedback on. And I mean, it's just been such a fun process so far. Mm-hmm. We're really enjoying it. For me, mm-hmm. just the creative part of making it has been one of the more satisfying things that I have come out with in a long time.
And that excitement, like, it just builds. I mean, I just think we can't even see exactly where this is going to go. We have a structure and that's really fun and we're excited about it. But I think that it'll be kind of organic as it goes too. Like, because it's a community, there'll be feedback and there'll be growing that we can't really anticipate maybe what the needs are, or this is just what the two of us think right now. But I just, it's exciting to see like, where is it going to go? And, And how will we grow in that process and learn more? And I just think that's really fun.
Yeah, me too. Hey, ladies, you know that I've been a big fan of HelloFresh and they've been sponsoring the podcast for quite a while now. But they recently acquired a new company, Green Chef, who I'm excited to be able to have the opportunity to work with as well. So Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can feel good about. This is really important to me. My family really enjoys being able to eat as organically as possible. And when I found out that this is exactly what Green Chef offers, I was super excited because just like with HelloFresh, I still get quick and easy recipes that are brought to me step by step with the instructions and chef tips and photos that make it really easy for me to get dinner on the table. I'm still having everything planned out for me and delivered to my door. I love that everything is hand-picked and ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped. That's my favorite thing ever. It takes so much work out of it for me. Their meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore, so you're pretty well covered there. And you can switch up your meal plan and change the box you're getting whenever you want. Along with all the meal plan options, Green Chef offers diverse recipes that range in everything from global cuisine to classic comfort foods. My family so far has really loved the Texan pork chili. We really enjoyed the comfort food kind of thing, and I loved having so much of it planned, prepped, and ready to go for me. I especially like how even some of the sauces and dressings and spices are already pre-made and put together, so it really does save me so much time in making the meal. It's the perfect time of year to be ordering your meals with Green Chef, as we're about to start a new school year and we could all use those extra minutes that Green Chef allows us. So if you want to get $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/lovely. Again, that's $50 off your first box of Green Chef by just going to greenchef.us/lovely. So all throughout the month of August, we are releasing different pieces leading up to the launch. So things to help moms get ready for it. If they're wanting to, they can be in that Patreon group as we release all of that all throughout the month of August. And we've got lots of fun things happening there. But you can also just go to thesamepagepodcast.com. And from there, you can sign up for our email newsletter where we will be giving tips on how to do this well and just get just a short little email newsletter every week so you know what's coming up and what's happening with the show. And then also, if you're in the Patreon group, we have a full schedule through to Christmas of everything that we are going to be reading, when we're going to be memorizing certain things. So if you are a homeschool mom or even just a traditional school mom and you want a better idea of where we're going from here and kind of what our little bit more long-range plans are, what books we're planning on doing, then you can get all of that there. we're just so excited about it because every time we show it to someone new, I feel like they're as surprised by it as we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that it really is as useful and as beautiful. I think it blew our expectations out of the water just to get this going. Like I didn't see it sounding so fantastic, and I just am so excited.
Well, and I don't feel like I can just be like, it's the most fabulous thing, but it's been exciting for me to see like bringing in the music and the different things and editing it down. I mean, like, this sounds like a real thing. It's like a real deal that we can put out there. And I'm so excited about it because I think it's just going to be useful, but it's just fun. Like, I don't know. It's been so fun. I was showing my parents last night. I'd got like the final edits on the first week done. And I was so excited. Like, okay, here it is with the music and everything. And I'm giddy. And I went in their bedroom. I'm like, you got to listen to this. And my mom, I was like, I'll just play you little clips. And my mom's like, well, go ahead and play the whole thing. Like, it's only 5 minutes long. We'll listen to the whole thing. And my dad just started laughing at me. I was like, what's so funny? Like, do you not like it? Do you not think it's any good? And he was like, no, I think it's great. You're just so excited. I know.
You're giving it all away.
I know. And then when we record with the kids, because, you know, we're in my brother's closet. And so a lot of times he's sitting in his bedroom and I'll just slide the door open and be like, did you hear that? Like, do you hear my 6-year-old doing Shakespeare? And he's like, yeah, it's crazy.
I love they get the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm hoping to start adding in some outtakes on some future episodes because we have had some doozies that are just too funny. And so I'm really looking forward to releasing some of those at the ends of some of the episodes for people to get a kick out of. And
yes,
I think it's just going to be really fun all the way around, a really practical resource that any type of mom could utilize to help her be more on the same page with her kids, or even a dad. Like, I don't know why a dad couldn't do it either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. A whole family.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what Katie and I have been cooking up. We are obviously excited about it.
Yeah. I hope our enthusiasm makes everybody as excited as we are.
Yes. And if you stay tuned here in a couple of minutes, I'm going to play a few clips from our first episode so that you get a little sneak peek what is to come. So hopefully that'll help whet your appetite for everything that is coming on August 27th.
We want to join us. Yes. Come join us and have fun with us because I think it's just going to be a great community to build.
Yeah, we really want your feedback. Like, we want this to be a usable resource that people are enjoying. We want to know what books you want to hear and where this could kind of go from here, and that you could really make it the most usable in your family. If you have ideas or questions, we would just really love to hear from you guys.
We would.
Yeah. So I think that probably wraps it up, except for we have to answer the question that I answer on all my podcasts. Katie, how are you cultivating loveliness right now?
Oh, I feel like you're asking me in July. My July is not typical. It is crazy town right now. I have a big birthday.
Yes.
And a big birthday party that my husband is throwing with my sisters. My sisters too, but it's at our house. So you know what that means.
Yeah. You have to get it all ready.
Right. And we decided to paint the exterior of our house and redo our deck. Which is lovely.
Big
lovely. Really lovely. My flower garden, I have to say, is beyond lovely. It's wonderful. It's really gotten beefed up. And my dream has always been to have a cutting garden all the way down the length of this fence. And it is certainly in bloom. It is lovely. It's wonderful. My party is an Anne of Green Gables themed, and it just really, delivers. So I would say that's a whole lot more loveliness than I can even take in right now.
Yeah. And to cap it off, you can't forget the present you gave yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I'm totally outing her right now. She's like, oh, no.
You really are. Okay, okay. Saying. Now I have to say what it is because I don't want people to have really bad misconceptions.
Which I did. But she told me she was heading to go do something for herself. And I was like, I have no idea what it would be. I know you can't be like getting a boob job in an hour or anything.
Nope. I got my eyelash extensions.
And they're amazing.
They really are.
Yes.
They're really, really fantastic. I've always wanted them. And I shaved off the top of our grocery budget for about 6 months and squirreled this money away so I could give myself this big birthday present. And I am just thrilled with it.
Yes.
It's the best gift.
It is so good. I actually saw her in person the other day. I just had stand there and be mesmerized by her eyes for a little while. It's just amazing.
They're distracting. They're even distracting to me. They're amazing.
I do have to say, by the time this podcast goes out, I'm really hoping that that flower garden is still alive because I will have actually house sat for Katie for a week and a half by that point. I'm a little nervous. Like, this is a big responsibility. But
you will find the flowers. We'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
I will trust that. From them. And I will hope you're on Marco Polo while you're gone. Oh, man.
How about you? How are you cultivating loveliness these days?
You know, I think a big thing for me right now has been the production of this show. It has been so fun for me to really get to tap into those acting roots. I mean, so much of the voiceover work that I do is, you know, very e-learning driven, you know, just sound like the girl next door and talk about how to insert a menstrual cup, you know, like that kind of thing, and not a whole lot of characters. So I can't believe I just said that. Poor Paul. Oh, Paul, I'm sorry. That's our editor. Okay. Anyhow, so this has really been fun because I've gotten to do characters, and it's been so long since I've gotten to do that. And it's really that returning to like that very first character that I got to be, which was Dorothy. And I'm getting to be everybody else too, which has me thinking like, ooh, how would I have played this part and what voice would I give it? And it's such a different style of acting because I really have to kind of make everybody sound a little bit different. And it's hard to come up with that many voices. And so it's just been a really fun acting challenge for me. And I've wanted to break into doing more audiobook work for a while and just haven't had the time to hash that all out. And so this feels like I'm kind of able to build my resume for that without doing it in some sort of like more official capacity. And I'm just having fun with it, which is a really great thing to be able to say about your job.
Isn't it? And isn't that just like God? Like, this just feels so personal that this is something that you've practiced and honed, you know, way before you had children. And now you're able to pour it into your family in a way to connect with them better. Yeah. I just think that sounds exactly like something that he would dream up for you, and to be delighted in the process. I mean, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. It's really like coming full circle, and it makes all those years of acting lessons and rehearsals and everything feel worth it. Like, oh, it actually had fruit later in my life that I actually got to use it. And so it's fun because I'm going off on a tangent here, but again, it's my podcast, so bear with me. But I went to this acting camp, Missoula Children's Theater Performing Arts Camp, for 7 years when I was growing up. So from the time I was 10, so like still a kid, to literally leading up to the week before I went to college. So I went to the University of Montana. That's where we would perform at. And so I walked from doing the shows to my dorm. So it was really such a huge part of my growing up, and it's been a lot of years since I was there, but it's always been like, that's where I want my ashes spread. Like, it's that happy place where it was like, no matter where I was bullied or any of that kind of thing that happened, like, when I was at camp, people got me. They understood. We all had this common interest. We could all sing down the path, walking to dinner, and nobody looked at you like you were weird. Like, it was just like this homey, wonderful place where I built friendships that I still have to this day. And they're organizing a reunion camp.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's going to be like 4 to 5 days. They're going to take 2 years to plan it so that we get every detail right. It's going to be an actual camp where we put on some sort of little show at the
end. Oh my gosh.
All of us grown up all these years later. And all these people, we have a Facebook group right now, and all these people are starting to, you know, pop these little memories in there. And it's just so fun because no one else has these memories but us. And so it's just, it's better than any high school reunion or anything like that. Like, these were my people, and it's just so fun to be doing that. So, yeah.
And being
I was just going to say, being able to go there, though, after all those years of that training and working at being an actor, being able to go back there and say, I'm acting now, is really, really gratifying.
Yeah. Well, we never know how we're going to use it, but God does. He knows how it's, and that community gave you confidence. I love that. And that's exactly what you're paying forward into what we're doing here, like allowing moms to come together and build that connection with our kids and gain confidence together about how to do it and how to go deep and how to, how to take, you know, even that broken road, that broken yellow brick road and follow it home. So it's really neat.
Yeah. It's really good. I'm super excited. As if people can't tell.
I know. I'm sure nobody can tell how excited we are.
Because we've just been like giddy schoolgirls through this whole episode.
99% excitement and like 1% information.
Yes. Hopefully you guys got the gist. We'll have it in the show notes. And definitely ask us questions if you have any of them. But just be tuned in on August 27th. And right now, let's just jump right into a sneak peek.
Hey!
Okay.
You're listening to The Same Page, a Cultivating the Lovely podcast all about fostering the atmosphere and sharing the stories that lead us home. What you've got right here is the core episode for the week of August 27th, and you can go ahead and listen to this episode every morning on your way to school or at the breakfast table so that you can all be learning and hearing the same verses and poems and Shakespeare and all of that good stuff that we have in this episode. James 1, 1 through 4. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings.
I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where ox slips and the nodding violet grows, quite over canopied with the luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine.
The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth.
George Washington was our first president of the United States, and he was the only president who did not live in the White House. His many years of military service prepared him to lead our country well.
Now, as you go throughout your day today, be sure to consider the following questions, and then find some time as a family tonight to be able to discuss them all together. Where did you see God today? How were you kind today? And what did you work hardest? What was the most interesting thing you learned? And of course, how did you cultivate the lovely? Until tomorrow, go be bold and gracious. So that's it. We hope that that answered a lot of questions for people about what is happening with the new podcast. We sincerely love hearing from you guys about it, your questions. We want to get you really involved, and we want to see how you're using it with your families. In fact, if you're one of our Patreon members,
then you will even have the chance to get on the Yellow Brick Road podcast and tell us a little bit about how it's working with your family. So be sure to be really involved with that Patreon community if you want to see how other people are using it and maybe even be able to share your own story. All right, you guys, as always, thank you for leaving those ratings and reviews in iTunes. They make such a difference. Thank you for telling your friends about the show, and especially for telling them about the new podcast, The Same Page, which again, August 27th. I feel like I say that date over and over and over again, but we're so excited. All right, you guys, until next week, when I've got on Tiffany King and we're actually talking about making meal planning a little bit easier this fall, go be bold and gracious.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.